Get over here!
Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. How's it going, guys?
It's great.
Yeah.
American flags are flying. There's fireworks in the air. It's a great day in American history.
It smells like sex and candy down here. It's probably you too, Stefan and Leaper.
What?
Hey, I'm
looking at me like you're ready for me to say something. Well, I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
I have sunshine in a bag.
That's what I thought.
We
don't do that.
No, no, not at all. But if we did, we would.
Yeah, this is a clean podcast. Coming from the guy that said this.
Look at me. He's a good fucker. Well, I mean, drug free
is the way to be. Speaking of which, it smells like smoke down here.
Matt.
Leaper.
I didn't do anything.
Matt's dad.
Hey, man.
Super Dad Podcasting. Can I be on it?
Turn it into a podcast.
Oh, you see what he did? That was a play on words.
So, changing gears to something actually funny.
Gears of War. Thirsty. I'm thirsty. Can I have a drink of that, by the way? I'll take the lid off.
Last week, Tyler said this. Oh,
yeah. Some dude just like straight up fucked the shit out of me.
Hey, you guys, we're kind of doing a thing here. If you want to focus a little bit,
but you can get 10 cent 32 ounce.
I know it's very hard for you to focus because you can't focus on anything for more than 5 seconds. But we got a podcast here.
But you,
it's
can
gonna
get
be
it.
It's gonna be maybe 30-40 minutes because it's gonna be a little bit shorter episode. If you could just hang on, Leaper, for that time. I know I'm inconveniencing you, but
well, that's why we got to prolong it. But anyway,
I figure maybe you could just sit down and listen for a few minutes.
10 cent fountain drinks.
I don't give a shit.
Why sure. Would you care
you
about that?
You can get fountain drinks everywhere,
but not for 10 cents.
It'll come and it'll go. Right?
It's only for today because it's May Day.
Shit.
Oh, it is May Day, isn't it?
Yep. Did you get a basket?
Well, it won't be by the time people listen to this, so you guys are fucked.
Damn.
Anyway, I want to mention a few things. One, this podcast is going to be a little short. It's only going to be 2 segments because I was originally going to have an interview with Manny Camacho in here. We did the interview, and afterwards we were like, oh, what was that, like 30, 40 minutes? And we're like, oh, yeah. Well, it's an hour and a half.
Damn.
So it's going to come out on Wednesday. It's going to be kind of like a standalone thing because I was either like, do this and then have the interview by itself or have a 2.5 hour podcast. I decided to split it up.
Yeah.
Split that bitch. I split that fucking shit up.
Really?
Second, what do you guys think about the Gears of War beta?
It's pretty fun. It's more Gears of War.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It feels a lot like Gears of War.
Like, it's a lot like Gears of War 2 with like 2.5.
Well, what was that? I thought you said the other night? Like, oh, it seems like Gears of War.
Yeah.
I was like,
What I really want to know is, what is the difference between the Lancer and the Retro Lancer?
The Retro Lancer, like...
Hey, wait a minute.
Is it you?
Stefan.
It's got the
thing with the stuff.
The,
what's it called?
give me 5 seconds.
Does it start with a K?
Seconds. No. Because that would be knives, and that's not what it's called.
It's
that,
a B.
But that's what you called
it's
it.
It's called... You keep saying things.
Like
I have it. It's there.
It's like a
I'm
bonnet,
reaching for it.
But
it's
not
a,
really.
No, it's...
Bay.
Just shut up.
Bay.
Bayonet. Yeah.
There you go. See, that was a little thing we had because people kept asking it, and for some reason, Stefan would always step up to answer, and he wouldn't have it. He'd be like, it has...
A knife.
knives. Sharp things
with the stuff.
Things that you poke people with, like a penis.
It's a pokey.
Well, it's not a penis.
No, it's a bayonet. Yeah. I didn't forget.
No, not at all.
But yeah, I had a lot of fun playing that. I can't wait till it comes out. I can't wait to play the story.
That and Horde. I always love Horde. Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for our lead up to it, Bitches and Hordes 2011. That's going to be fun.
Bitches and Hordes.
Bitches and Hordes. We might need to do something in between. Is there another game coming out in like August, September?
Well, September would be Gears of War.
Duke Nukem.
Well, September. June. It comes out in November, doesn't it?
I thought it was September.
It could be September.
I saw September is where Gears of War comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out this September?
Yeah.
Because the first two came out in like November. So.
It's September.
Yeah.
Arkham City comes out in October. I'm excited for that. October.
Yep,
like
you're
10th.
Right. That is September.
Duke Nukem.
June.
Nah. Well, we know. He said Duke Nukem. No.
Damn.
Duke Nukem's only into chicks.
Damn. But we could rape him.
Oh, yeah.
You can't rape Duke.
We could rape
you. You don't like Duke Trant?
Oh, God. It's
close enough to my opinion. Nah.
So what are you doing later tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably going to sleep.
Damn.
A long day.
Yeah,
followed by a 12-hour, and I worked 12 hours yesterday, so.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a working machine, man. I work a lot now.
You're a beast.
I like working at Jimmy John's. It's not like
saving
work.
Up that money?
It's just kind of, like, fun.
Yeah, go wait till you're there for a year.
No, I know. That's why I'm working a lot now, and it's still, like, in its stage of being decent.
That's like fine.
But when we work together,
like
it's not like
you talk to
bad.
People who are there for like 2 years and they look at me like, how do you do what you do? I'm like, I don't really have a choice.
Yeah, but when we work together, it's not like
oh, no,
that.
That's why I like it.
And most
work.
Of my times, every day we work, I work is with you, and except for like one, and that's like a 3-hour shift.
Me and you.
Anyways.
But I love the one night when we actually need you to stay.
Dude, he had shit to do, dog.
It was good.
He'll offer to work for Justin. But when you don't have a second driver and we need a second driver really bad,
that fuckhead. Another thing I want to mention is last week, Leaper asked if we ever got any hate mail. This week, we got some hate mail,
ooh,
so let me
damn
read this.
Damn right, because I told those fuckers to send some shit.
Here we go. Dear sirs, I'm writing to inform you that I'm most displeased with your usage of the word poutcast. My father was a pouter, and she was a great woman. I no longer wish to indulge in the pleasures of auditory reception from your program any further. I suggest you cease your operations or be met with more insidious hate mail from my colleagues.
I forgot this time.
I hope you take this letter to heart as for what it is supposed to be, a warning. I would also like to point out their copious mention of Zane. He is a colleague of mine.
Zane.
And he has not given any form of consent to be mentioned on your program. You must censor any further usage of his name or be met with legal action. Yours truly, Mrs. Tyler Stephan M. Swanson, Esquire.
Oh.
Got my name in it. That's why I like him.
Mine too.
So that is our first hate mail.
Indeed.
You heard it here first.
He's like the combination of me and you. He's so damn awesome. I love that guy. You're still a fag though.
Damn.
I miss you, dude.
I really hope.
Seriously.
I hope Rick doesn't
want to rub your
podcast.
Eyes all over my nose.
What does that even mean?
Rub your eyes all over my nose?
I miss that guy. We used to play Call of Duty a lot.
Yeah.
He doesn't play games anymore.
What happened to that guy?
He does play games. They're just on his computer or his 3DS or
on his
old
computer. Oh,
old game systems that he just bought.
Little pooter.
He plays games on his Peter.
Yeah.
No, Peter. Peter.
Yeah.
Like the organization.
Peter.
I'm in an organization. No, Peter.
What's your
Peter.
Name?
Peter.
P. Tier.
That's completely a different joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think Betty White is in Peter. That doesn't even make sense.
All right. So hey, how about that gaming news?
Let's hear it. Lay it on me.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamo.
First up, Nintendo officially confirms their new console.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
It says they will release footage and demos of it at E3, and it should be out next year.
I released some footage of my foot.
I want to buy it. I want to buy it release day. I'm going to do it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You buy it release day?
A Nintendo console that's supposed to be better than 360 and the PS3 in terms of hardware, and that's actually supposed to be marketed towards like actual gamers, not like the casual gamers. So they're gonna have the Wii for casual gamers, and then a console dedicated to like hardcore gamers. Fuck yeah, it's Nintendo. You know they are gonna bring an awesome game for launch.
Oh yeah, sure.
They gotta have something big to go with it. Maybe a Zelda game, a Mario game, or fucking the next Super Smash Brothers.
Something awesome.
Or like
Kitty
a Mario
Island
Kart.
Adventure.
Dude, it's fucking...
A fucking remake of Super Mario Brothers 3.
That shit would be tight.
Dude, I've been telling you this for years. If I had to choose one company between Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, it's Nintendo.
Well, yeah, it's Nintendo.
You know Nintendo
really
is my childhood.
You know a game they really
Sega
bring
was
back?
My childhood.
Mario
bro.
Party.
That doesn't
Mario
exist
Party.
Anymore.
It exists as a game company.
Well, no, they've made them on the Wii. They just aren't as good anymore because you have to. It's just lame.
You got
to
do crazy things.
But yes, yes, exactly. There's a lot of good Nintendo games that they can
they
make.
They need to bring back like something badass, like Killer Instinct or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
For their release.
I want Killer Instinct
like
back.
They
do.
I don't.
How awesome
I'm
is
not
it here?
That excited about
Ultra
it,
Combo.
Well, it's because the people at Rare, it's not the same people at Rare anymore. Rare, like, is completely...
They rolled
like,
out.
Yeah, the two big, like, pusher, like, the two big people behind Killer Instinct were there with Rare up until, like, 2007 or something.
You
then
could
they
say
finally
finding
left.
A tenured employee there would be Rare.
It's true. It's technically true.
Wish I had a camera on my eye movement there when I just panned across you guys.
But, yeah. So, it's... I guess it just doesn't really have a whole lot of people in Rare that are supporting Killer Instinct anymore. But, I mean, what has Rare made lately that's been that great? Well, I can only
remake?
Think
a
of...
A remake of Perfect Dark.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And GoldenEye.
That was
they did that?
I'm
are you talking
sure.
about they released the old ones? I know the GoldenEye thing, but
okay,
are you sure Rare is behind that?
I'm pretty sure the remake of Perfect Dark... Are they talking, like, the new... Perfect
the one on Xbox Live Arcade is just Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like,
that's
just
what
they just put that out. But my point is...
Basically remastered.
But Rare used to have a lot of good games.
Donkey
Beyond
Kong.
Like Killer Instinct, they had Donkey Kong, like Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
Then you had Perfect Dark, the GoldenEye, Banjo and Kazooie, like all
which
that kind of
awesome.
Shit that like.
For Nintendo too.
Yeah. Well, now they're not like a Nintendo thing anymore.
Well, that's what I mean though. Back in the day.
And I heard that's more because Rare is a pain in the ass to work with rather than Nintendo being the pain
are
in the ass.
Are they a pain in the
Oh, no. You can't follow up my joke with that one.
Hell, I can't.
Damn.
He did. So, yeah. I don't know. I just don't care about Rare anymore.
I think it'll be interesting, and I'll definitely, definitely play that on release night when Stefan gets it.
Yeah.
The Nintendo? The
yeah.
new Nintendo? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I'll get it first.
I'll be there.
Dude, we're gonna be in the same, probably the same fucking line.
Yeah, it'll be right fucking in front of you.
But I've never bought a console on release day except
just
for the 3DS,
do,
and that's like a handheld. It's not
yeah.
the same.
If there's a raffle, you go before Steph.
Okay.
But if it's more powerful than 360 and the PS3, that's gonna be interesting to see what they do. Because not only are they gonna have their Nintendo games that they all have, but then games like Call of Duty and shit like that would also be on Nintendo too. No longer are they gonna
yeah.
be like the shitty Wii versions that they always put out. Now you'll actually have. Maybe a superior version of Call of Duty because it has better graphic capabilities and more like processing power, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So
it may be a good online. I never even thought about that.
That's
a
the most important part,
with a
really.
Decent online.
I think that's
it,
the
it
most
could
important.
Be like, it could be like PlayStation Network, maybe,
well,
where it's it, where it's
not.
Free,
no.
And it could be like Xbox 360, where it's really good, and combine them into one thing that'll probably just crush both of them.
You know,
you're
like,
right.
I wonder if Nintendo is who hacked.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun
like,
dun dun dun.
They're like, how do we do this?
But yeah, they need like I'm gonna say that right now for this console to be as big of a success as it could be, better than the 360 and PS3, it needs at least as good as Xbox 360. I just gotta say that like online is a huge thing these days. So, I mean, for hardcore gamers, friend codes and shit like that, it's just not gonna fly.
It might not be free.
So
you
need,
be
have, you need to have you need to have like shit. Working
they
really awesome.
Do it cheaper than Xbox.
Well, yeah. So
still make it as good as it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So moving on to another online service, PlayStation Network is still down.
Damn.
They actually said service will come on next week.
like the Xbox 360 Mortal Kombat demo.
Yeah, but they just said sometime. PlayStation Network's at least giving you about a week. But apparently from Sony, they officially announced that your personal information was stolen 9 days ago.
Yeah.
I read that.
Your shit is already in our pockets.
Including
though.
Your username, your address, city, state, zip code, your credit card number, security code, expiration date, all that stuff.
If you bought something. I guess if you never used your credit card, it wouldn't matter.
That's true.
That's why I'm glad I don't have any of that shit on my Xbox or anything like that. Like, I always just use your Deem codes.
All right.
As opposed to credit card information.
It's a good way to go about it, but I don't do that.
I don't either.
That's too much of a pain in the ass.
Actually, I do both.
Giggity.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I'd like her to say that. What's
Ooh,
up?
Scissor action.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, you were going for more, dude. You were not satisfied. Oh, shit. You came around behind.
Okay, well, moving on. The hackers that took credit for the PlayStation Network attack apparently want to sell all the credit card information they have. They want to sell it for $100,000.
Damn. That's not a lot of money, actually.
I know, that's weird. That's because
like in Austin Powers with Dr. Evil, he's like $1 million.
And they're all like,
all
right.
They're like, that's not a lot of money,
and,
sir.
And here's how many credit card numbers they apparently have. 2.2 million. And they want to sell it for $100,000.
And think about it, like, yeah, 2.2 million. And think about all the money you get off of that. That's just ridiculous. Like, you just steal that much shit. Get more than $100,000 from it.
You know what we should do? We should pool our money together. Buy everyone's credit card information.
And then sell it back to
them. And then promise not to do anything with it. And we'll be like Jesus. We'll pay for everyone's sins.
What the hell?
See?
I don't like it.
We'll be the gaming.
That's a lot of money.
We'll be the gaming Jesus.
What was that?
South Park.
Yeah.
It was a South Park episode. Where Kyle paid for
everyone's debts.
With a no.
Welcome to Sur le Table. I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not able. What?
Another thing on top of that is Sony is being sued for the PlayStation Network data breach.
Well, they should be.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
So not only have they might lose some users. I saw a stat that said 1 in 5 people are thinking about moving to Xbox 360, but all their users' credit card information was stolen. And now they're being sued.
Maybe Microsoft is the hacker. They got together with Nintendo. Like, we can't take these motherfuckers out.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
It's like a cage match in SmackDown vs. Raw. You take out the guy that's the best, and then it's like, okay, now you guys, and we'll fight it out. According to Jared Pressler at VGCharts.com, the PSN hack could cost Sony $24 billion.
That's one of the reason behind it. I want to know if it was just a, hey, that wouldn't be awesome if we did this, or if it's like, man, fuck Sony.
It's probably a fuck Sony kind of
thing.
If they're planning to sell the shit and all that, I'm pretty sure it's a fuck Sony.
Exactly.
Good thing they still make TVs and other things.
Yeah, they make a ton of things.
Yeah.
It's not like the PlayStation sucks either, I mean.
It used to.
Yeah, but the PS2 was like the longest running game console out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the PS2's pretty legit. Let that be the statement of the podcast. That's a stretch right there. Let it be known. PS2 was legit.
Is legit.
Also, PlayStation Network is to offer a welcome back program that will give you free content for 30 days.
Oh.
Yeah, sweet.
Whole 30 days. I would buy so much shit.
They will reimburse PlayStation Plus members for their month of membership. They will also give free PlayStation Network members a free month of PlayStation Plus. They will also give you free music, free games, free movies.
I'd go back for that shit.
Yeah, just get every single thing, like all the old good PlayStation games.
But not everything is free.
Oh.
Certain things are free.
Damn.
They're not just making everything free. I mean, think of the downloads. PlayStation Network is down because of all the downloads. And I just spit on my monitor. While
That's
talking.
Grody.
That's okay. It's my monitor.
It's my monitor, and I'll spit on it if I want to.
All right, any other things you guys want to mention about PlayStation Network before we move on?
Fuck it.
It's a homo.
I can always bring the opinions out of you guys. All right, next up, Redbox is to offer video games starting in June.
Yes.
Redbox is going to start offering $2 a night rentals. What's family video around here? Isn't that
like
$1
a night?
$1 if you get it for one night. And if you get it for like 3 nights, it's like $4 or something like that.
And if you get it for like a week, it's like $7 or $8.
Yeah, it's still really cheap. But like a game like, what game was it? Oh, it was Dante's Inferno that I beat in 8 hours because I played it through. I could have just rented that for one night and spent $1 for 8 hours worth of fun. It's pretty good. If you have a whole day.
I think $2 is too expensive.
Yeah,
especially if it's an online game or something.
Well, if you figure,
unless
it's usually $8 to rent it for like a week or 5 days even.
Yeah. Unless so it was like a game like a game you were kind of thinking of getting but you weren't sure, then you could go rent it out of Redbox, get it for a night, and then be like, oh yeah, I want to buy it.
I think they're also betting on the convenience of it. Redboxes are on like
every corner.
It's like, isn't there a Redbox by the gas station near your house?
Like every fucking Walmart.
I could have sworn there was.
Yeah, there is.
So like, we could be like, hey, let's get a game. Oh, let's go down to the gas station and
see what they got
from the Redbox. Pretty cool.
Or if all three of us had a game and one of us didn't, they could go rent it for a night, something like that.
Yeah, that's true. I also saw that there was I saw a Blockbuster Redbox knockoff the other day.
Yeah, I've seen one of those.
A Quick Trip.
Yep.
Now, isn't it, you need a credit card to do that?
You could probably pay with cash, right?
No, you got to have a card, because if you pay with cash, they have no way to keep track.
Yeah, I guess I know what you mean there. You would need credit card, so you can have a little bit of information on there. But still, it's not a problem. It's convenient.
I love that idea, because as forgetful as I am, I forget about it and like take it back like a year later.
Well, after a certain amount of days, you bought it, and they charge you for it. It's like 20 days or something. A movie, I was reading it, it says like 20 days, I think, a movie ends up costing $20. So it quits charging you after a certain amount of days, and you just bought it. Blockbuster's the same way.
They are.
If you keep it for so long, they just charge you the full price of the game.
Yep.
I think maybe a little more for a restocking fee.
Restock your face.
I think most video players like that now because of all the issues people have with like Blockbuster got sued because of late fee charges and shit like that. So I think it's pretty much
Blockbuster changes their late fees and rental prices like every
week. What if I just did a podcast like this?
Like, I worked at Blockbuster for like 1 month and they changed twice. So it was pretty extreme.
Because they don't know what to do, because Redbox is kicking the shit out of them.
Yeah,
and Netflix.
Netflix is the one they're really pissed off about. And they always say, like, when I worked there, they were like, you gotta tell people we have this movie a month before Netflix. I'm like, who wants Shiny Bears Fun Time? Like, no movie that anybody wants is at Blockbuster early.
Shiny Bears.
Well, the
fun
thing
time.
Is, like, they need better instant queue. Because from what I've heard, like, their instant queue shit isn't really
It's not that bad from when I had tried Netflix for a while, and there was stuff I wish I could have had, but there was also stuff to keep me entertained. There was enough on it, and they're always expanding it, so. Mm. Like, when I was on there, I mean, I watched, like, Chappelle's Show or something right away. And there was Family Guy and all that stuff, so I could easily see someone trying to get a DVD or something from Netflix, and then in the meantime, for the next couple days, watch something on the instant queue, though. Was not that bad. So, yeah. All right, next up. GameStop and Best Buy have slashed the price of Portal 2 to $40.
Damn.
$30 for a PC.
Why?
Because they can.
Huh.
I don't know.
Sweet.
That's just the alert I have from Kotaku.com. So, Portal 2 is down to $40 at GameStop and Best Buy.
That's funny.
It's only been out like two weeks.
Yeah, Austin must be kicking himself.
Should have bought Mortal Kombat.
Speaking of Mortal Kombat, fatalities are okay in Mortal Kombat, but finger banging is not.
Mm. Finger bang bang.
Now, someone looked deep into the MK files and found some words that are censored in the MK chat. You want to know some of those words?
Yeah.
Murder is censored.
Huh.
Home appliances like crapper.
Nice.
The nation of Niger.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Apparently, Dingleberry.
Yes.
Also, Sphincter Face.
Nice.
And Crack Spackler. And White Trash is also censored.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to piss off all those.
So, like, if I say White Trash, like, it's like a bleep or something? Or what?
Like a type.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. I can't type White Trash?
No, you cannot. It'll come up as, like, beep.
What? Why'd I gotta do that?
I don't know. Sensitive ears, man.
God, your mom's got sensitive ears.
Every game does that.
No, I just think
that's been going on for like,
I just
you know,
think
10 years at least.
Though, like, anymore. It's just like,
I don't see the thing that made you go off there because that's not new.
I say it's new. I just say it's irritating. I can't be irritated at something that's been going on for a long time.
No, it was just weird. That's like saying, you know, these cars. I mean, what's up with those? They got wheels? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's just like
it's like a Seinfeld stand up.
Yeah, gas does still piss me off. That's been going on for a while.
I hate gas.
Yeah, I just paid $70 to fill up my car. Actually, it was like 63 or something, but still.
Yeah.
But I have a tank in it. It was 30, so I'm guessing.
Yeah. All right, and that'll do it for gaming news. All right, so I said this was going to be a shorter podcast this week because later in the week I'm going to have the Manny Camacho interview out, so let's just go on to technology news.
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
AT&T admits the sad truth. It cannot handle the iPhone's needs.
Damn.
AT&T has admitted that it cannot handle all the smartphone traffic.
So, like, are they going to get a divorce now, or what's going on?
They really haven't given any sort of, like, solution to the problem. They just said, we can't do it. But in 2007, when the iPhone was released, mobile data volume surged by 8,000%.
Jeez.
Yeah, AT&T sucks. Murder when works for, like, a call center there. And she's just like, he's this one guy. He's going like, look, I've been a customer for years. He's just like, but I'm looking at this other plan for this other company. And it's like, can you do this? She's like, yeah, we can't do that. And he's like, well, like, he's trying to find, like, a reason to stay. And she's just like,
no.
Well, we can't do that either. He's like, well, what about unlimited, like, data and stuff like that? He's like,
nope.
No, you can't do that here.
No, no. That's like freaking Cox. Because I was going to come on. Jesus. All right.
He said Cox.
So I went into Cox Cable and I was trying to change our plan because we were paying a lot for just kind of stupid stuff. So I was like, okay, so some of the music channels that we don't really use because we just use Pandora and stuff. I'm like, can we get rid of those and do this package, which it was like, you know, the fastest internet, all the sports channels, and got rid of our home phone line because we never used it. And they're like, no, that's only for new customers. I'm like, so you don't have anything that'll meet my needs right now.
Yeah, like, so what you're saying is you'll lose a paying customer right now because you won't
do anything. Well, and it sucks because what am I going to do, go to Quest?
No. Didn't y'all used to have Quest a long time ago?
Oh, you know, like over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. But now Quest has, like, their internet speeds, they're horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Quest.
They're like a tenth of Cox's.
Aha.
Except theirs goes down all the time. It's just like, oh, nah, we don't have it.
They're a tenth of their Cox.
Quest, I guess you can only get in certain parts of town, too, apparently.
Yeah. We need better, like, internet here.
We need some of that internet money.
No, we just need some internet. We need like some Verizon of that internet or something like that.
Get some fiber optic. I got that internet you need. give me the internet. Give me
what
stuff.
About? Have you tried Verizon? Can't you get like wireless?
There's no
there?
FiOS here. Oh. Fiber optic internet. Gotcha. No, they don't even serve this area.
Damn.
There's no Roadrunner, Comcast, none of that shit.
There's Time Warner if you go to Lincoln, and I think Comcast too.
I don't want to go to Lincoln.
Tell your parents to move.
What?
You can't teach me a goddamn thing. M&M.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. You're speaking gibberish.
Stop it. Stop what you're saying. I don't understand.
I love you.
Some dude just like straight up fucked the shit out of me.
That'll be your replacement for your charge right there.
Well, I don't get it, how that Leaper doesn't know what that is.
I don't.
It's an Eminem song.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry. Does not compute.
Fucks. No
fucking
guys.
Me.
Yeah, you're the one who said it.
I told
it.
You I loved you, and that's what you're gonna say.
I thought you loved me. I do. Now you love him.
Well.
I know
him. Can a guy love multiple guys?
No.
There's a sound clip.
Thank you, Stefan.
But
You're welcome.
I never did play the one from me. I'm gay. I like how I say it in such like an authoritative way.
Nice, short, straight to the point.
That's what she said.
You know, I'm just gonna move this story ahead so I can do it now. That's what she said. Software recognizes double entendres automatically.
Wait, so there's like an app I can download or something that says that's what she said?
Not quite yet, but it'll be out soon.
Yes.
It's a program that just recognizes like regular speech patterns of like people and tells you when's the best time to add in a that's what she said.
It's like do it now.
Why get that one? Yeah, Stefan. Seems like he's always pretty on the ball with that.
Oh yes.
And this article says it sounds like a huge effort, but definitely has the potential to fill that hole.
That's what she said.
Exactly. Best Buy. Playbook sales far exceed expectations. Now, this is a little tablet that Manny and I talked about in the interview. The Playbook is a tablet by BlackBerry that apparently doesn't do what it should do. It's a decent tablet, but it doesn't come with things like email or a calendar. That BlackBerry's been known to be kind of like the business market. You know, business phones, business tablets.
You don't need to know what day it is.
Yeah, but you don't need to know what day it is.
Or email people.
But apparently they're selling pretty well.
There's an app for that. It's okay.
Yeah, you have to download it later.
Yep.
TomTom to its users. Sorry we sold your traffic data to the cops. So if you use TomTom, apparently your traffic data has been sold to cops where they can set up speed traps in problem areas.
Problem areas.
Yeah.
Mostly because TomTom was running, you know, low on sales. They weren't doing as well as normal, so they sold all their information.
What a bunch of bums.
Pretty lame. They track your speed, and then they send that to the cops to... Yeah, that's lame.
That's gay. Good thing I don't have a dot.
So, yeah, that's really going to help their sales.
Not now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I'm not going to get a fucking TomTom. I'll take Ben and fucking... At least they won't be selling my information.
What
about
John?
No. Not John John.
John John's alright. John John.
I'm more of a Garmin kind of guy.
Garmin?
Garmin?
No, you got a Garmin.
That's pussy shit.
Just Garmin. Actually, I don't have one. I don't need one of those. But
yeah, it's called living in the same city for like half my fucking life.
Or just buying a fucking map or knowing where to go.
Yeah, I've learned how to read maps being a delivery driver. At first, I relied on MapQuest to get to like shit, and then...
Then
it
fucked
you.
Stefan sent some guy to get raped today.
No, dude. On the phone, I pick it up and he's like, "So do you guys? Are you guys delivering today?" And I'm like, "No, we don't deliver on Sundays." Like I'm like, I was just kidding with him. And he's like, and I was like, "Yeah, we deliver." And he's, and then I ask him. So at that point, he must have just thought I was like just like this huge joker that was gonna like you know
fuck
enjoy
him.
If he joked with me too. So I was like, "So what's your name?" And he's like. Taylor or whatever, and then he's like, "What's your name?" Asking me what my name is. Like, what the fuck does that matter? That doesn't. I need your name to know who the hell to give the sandwich to. So he's like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "That's kind of personal." And I'm just like, "Wow, this guy's weird." And then he's like, "I don't know." There's all sorts of shit like that, and dude, it was creepy. So I was just like, "This guy just seemed like awkward," and so I sent another driver to deliver to this guy.
Like, I was like, "Wouldn't it be funny if like you sent that driver?" But then you go and take just like deliver to someone that seems normal that he would have taken and that person rapes you.
That's
fine.
Or that kid comes back and he's like, "That was the nicest guy. He just gave me the biggest tip." He just drops me $100 bill.
It wasn't even a guy. It was a chick apparently.
It ended up being a chick, but it was a guy in the phone for sure. Mm-hmm. So
it's probably whipped.
Well, he even said on the phone.
How do you call me a sandwich?
He even said, like, it's not me that this is for or something like that. I didn't know if that meant he was picking it up for somebody else or if I was giving it to somebody else. Maybe. What the deal was.
Meet me at the rally point for someone else.
I realized it wasn't the same person. He was like, oh, you can get the sandwich. That guy doesn't look rapeable.
Is that a clip?
I don't know. That guy doesn't look rapeable. Maybe if I said that guy does look rapeable.
That's a clip.
Yeah, that's a clip. A clip.
All right, reports are the white iPhone 4 is thicker than the black iPhone 4.
That's what she said.
That's the only reason I wanted to do the story.
Right.
That's opposite.
I just did that story for the title.
That
Moving on.
That doesn't seem right.
Finally, in technology news, Friendster is deleting old account data. Yes, Friendster.
What is that?
What the fuck is Friendster?
Oh, geez, I better go update my Friendster.
That's,
I don't
that's pre-MySpace.
Wow.
Damn.
So all your old information from people who were probably like 11, 12 when they got on Friendster, it's
Friendster.
Gone. It's all gone.
Oh, my God. What will they ever do without Friendster?
No, yeah,
so
no.
So like MySpace is now the ghetto of social networks. What the hell is that like?
Friendster's a third world country.
We should make a Friendster account.
Oh, God.
Find Power of Podcast on Friendster. It's just wrong. It's not fair. We're just poking fun at Friendster while they're down.
Damn. Kicking them while they're down. That's what we do best.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last story for technology news, so that'll do it for the podcast. Pretty short one, huh?
That.
Memo book.
It's a memo book.
Memo.
Memo.
Memo. All right, so remember, if you want to send us hate mail, powerupodcast@gmail.com. We're on the Twitters, we're on the Facebooks, we're on the blogs, we're on the YouTubes. All with an S at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really, is that? I didn't catch that.
Plural.
That's how you say it. On the internets. All right, so for Tyler, Leaper,
or
and Stefan.
Or it could be a Z.
You can't ruin the outro.
Sure we can.
That ruins people's entire weeks. They're probably like, okay, ruins Tyler
Swanson's
entire
week.
Probably
going to die inside now.
Tyler Swanson loves me. Anything I do, it doesn't matter.
He does. You're right. He likes me, kind of, in a way.
You put me on the spot now.
I
don't know how to improv an outro.
He wants to smell me at this moment. I know he does.
Play me out. Someone play me out.
Inspector Gadget, dude.
Inspector Gadget.
Alright, we're stopped, right?
No, we're not stopped.
Okay.
The longest outro I think we've ever had.
So, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.